on Idiot One. It's Marilyn Morning. I'm Tom Hall. Theater critic Jay Wynn Russick joins me in the studio. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning, Tom.
So you have been to see Kinky Boots. It's at the Hippodrome. It closes on Sunday. This is the musical by Harvey Firestein and Cyndi Lauper. That's one of two things. That's either a match made in heaven or a just plain kinky weird match. I mean, these are two very enormously talented people. Of course, Harvey Firestein with this huge pedigree on Broadway. Cyndi Lauper, not so much, but she's a famous figure. So how does this all work out?
Well, actually, Tom, it's a little bit of both, a little bit kinky and a little bit made in heaven. The New York Times called Harvey Firestein and Cyndi Lauper a work marriage straight out of a camp fantasy.
A camp fantasy, perfect.
Kinky Boots is partly a show about a drag queen. And Harvey Firestein, of course, was a drag queen early in his career, and he wrote Torch Song Trilogy partly about that, and he wrote the book for the musical Kajo Foal. So he's a natural for Kinky Boots. For Cyndi Lauper, this is her first Broadway musical, but her score won a Tony. She was the first female songwriter to win a Tony for best score by herself without a partner. So they may be a little strange, but this is a musical in which strange really works. I also have to say, besides having two of the most distinctive viewpoints on Broadway or anywhere, they also have two of the most distinctive voices. I came across an interview with the two of them. Kinky Boots is set in a shoe factory, and I brought an excerpt of the two of them breaking into the old ad for Buster Brown shoes. Remember Buster Brown shoes?
I do remember Buster Brown shoes.
This was during a New York Times interview, so here they are.
And remember, look, look, look in the telephone book for the boy who sells the shoe with a picture of the boy and the dog inside, and inside the shoe it would come to life. Right? So I figured,
so
wow, that's low.
A boy inside, what yes. If I mean, place
for a boy to hide, yeah.
I should have a dog there too.
A boy and a dog and a foot in a shoe. Yeah.
Well, that's wild. Harvey Firestein and Cyndi Lauper singing the ad for Buster Brown shoes. They are the co-creators of Kinky Boots, which is at the Hippodrome Theater. So Kinky Boots is based on a movie, but the movie wasn't called Kinky Boots, right?
No, it was called Kinky Boots. It just wasn't a really well-known movie. It came out in 2005. The movie is based on a true story about a family-owned shoe factory that falls on hard times. You could say, Tom, that it becomes down at heel.
You could say that. I myself would never say that, but you could. That's
correct. Oh, I definitely stoop that low. So Charlie, the young owner who takes over this shoe factory after his father dies, decides that he can save this company by making stiletto-heeled boots for drag queens. In real life...
There's a niche market for it.
Absolutely. That's what he's looking for. In real life, it only saved the factory for a few years. But I watched the movie, Tom, and I found lots of reasons that it would make a good musical. I mean, of course, you've got this drag queen character, Lola, who's the inspiration for the stiletto boots, and she's a headliner in a drag club. So right there, there's a built-in performance aspect. But the movie also has lots of other places where you can envision songs, and the stage show has songs in those places. For example, there's a scene in the movie, it's one of the quieter scenes actually, when Charlie and Lola both admit that they didn't turn out the way their fathers hoped that they would. And it's a scene that cried out for a song, and here's what Cyndi Lauper did with it.
I'm not my father's son. I'm not the image of what he dreamed of.
With the strength of Sparta and the patience of Job.
Stephen Booth and Kyle Taylor Parker singing Not My Father's Son. It's from the touring production of Kinky Boots. Now, the actor who played Lola, the drag queen, on Broadway, won a Tony Award. How does Kyle Taylor Parker do in this touring production?
Well, it turns out Kyle Taylor Parker also played the role later on Broadway. It's a really showy role, but it's a role with a lot of heart in it. And Kyle Taylor Parker is a really expressive singer. His first song is a production number in the drag club, and he's backed up by a half a dozen other drag queens. They're a really tight ensemble. They have a lot of style. They have a lot of sass and some very athletic moves. The choreography and direction are by Jerry Mitchell, and one of my favorite numbers actually has them dancing on a conveyor belt in the factory. Mitchell knows how to make the drag performers look slick, and these really do, and Kyle Taylor Parker is fantastic. But he also knows how to take the factory workers, including Charlie, the boss, who look a little bit awkward or not real comfortable in this milieu or dancing, So it's a real triumph when they get into the spirit of things.
Good for them. Dancing on a conveyor belt. There's like shades of Lucille Ball or something. How about the rest of the cast? Mr. Parker seems to be doing a great job. How about everybody else?
The rest of the cast is fine. Charlie is supposed to be this kind of namby-pamby character. He doesn't want to run the family shoe business. He doesn't know what he wants to do. He's kind of Lola's lackluster foil. But he matures in the course of the musical, and Stephen Booth lets us see that. He has a big down-in-the-dumps number that he just nails when the character hits rock bottom. And I also want to give a shout out, Tom, to an actress named Lindsay Nicole Chambers. She plays the factory worker who gives Charlie the idea to try something new, and she falls in love with him. And I brought a snippet of her big song. This is a very Cyndi Lauper sounding song, and you'll hear the actress really sells it.
I've been here before, have I come back for more? Another chapter in the history of wrong guys. You used to be so a limp that cluster bore, but now you're changing into someone I just can't ignore.
That's Lindsay Nicole Chambers in the touring production of Kinky Boots. This is one of the newer Broadway shows in the Hippodrome season. Does it get the Hippodrome season off to a good kick and start?
It does. It's an enjoyable show with a very nice message about keeping an open mind and accepting others. There's nothing particularly earth-shattering. It's fairly predictable, except perhaps for the discovery that Cyndi Lauper actually can write a darn good Broadway score.
Yeah, good for her.
Tom,
girls just want to have fun.
Well, that's,
you know?
That's exactly what I was going to say. If you go to this show because you just want to have fun, you won't be disappointed.
There you go. Fair enough. And I didn't mean to steal that brilliant line, but you know, two great minds think alike,
exactly.
Clearly. All right. Theater critic Jay Wynn Russick, always great to see you. Thanks.
Great to be here.
Kinky Boots will be at the Hippodrome through Sunday. Come to our website, wypr.org/Maryland Morning, for all the details. On 88.1, it's Maryland Morning with Sheila Cast. Stay with us.
Maryland Morning is an original production
of your public radio,
WYPR, in Baltimore.
The show is produced by Johnny McCone
and Connor Graham.
We have production help from
Scott Seiss.
Nathan Sterner directs and engineers.
Coffee for our guests provided by Zeke's Coffee in Lauraville. On the web at zekescoffee.com.
I'm Tom Hall.
And I'm Sheila Cast. This day in Maryland history is my last day hosting Maryland Morning. History is too grand a word. I'm just moving across the hall to follow in Dan Roderick's footsteps, hosting Midday. Tom Hall, whom we all know and love, will be in charge of Maryland Morning. So this will continue to be the place and time to hear smart interviews about what's going on in Maryland and why it's unfolding the way it is. Tom and I launched Maryland Morning with Sheila Cast almost 9.5 years ago. I promised on that first show that our focus would be entirely on Maryland and that we'd cover, quote, news, politics, science, education, families, history, plus arts, culture, and other ways to have fun, close quote. I think we've done that. When we could, we dug deep, like our year-long series about inequality in the Baltimore region called The Lines Between Us. That series won one of the most prestigious awards in broadcast journalism, a DuPont Columbia Award. Just as important to us were the comments of some listeners who said the series helped them rethink what's fair. I'm grateful to all the interview subjects who so patiently shared their ideas in that series and in all our reporting. Scientists, authors, advocates, historians, so many sources who have taught me so much. I've been blessed with wonderful producers who shared my enthusiasm for poking into stories which might not have been getting much attention, especially stories from a century or two or three ago. I've had the most competent, quick-witted, and flexible director and engineer any show host could wish for in Nathan Sterner. I'm going to miss working closely with Nathan, and I'll miss working closely with Tom, although I know I'll hear them both doing great journalism in the mornings. I'm going to miss our loyal Maryland Morning listeners, your comments, your feedback, your suggestions. I hope I'll be in touch with many of you through Midday. I'm Sheila Cast. Have a great weekend.